Blog Talk Radio.
I'm falling in love tonight. Take two.
One, two, three, four, five.
I'm falling in love.
We're still rolling.
I'm falling in love.
Tonight. I'm falling in love tonight. Take three.
One, two, three, four.
No five?
No five. Because
oh,
you get
right.
Too close to your
I see what you mean. Okay.
Still rolling. I'm falling in love tonight. Take
so my head.
Four.
Well, we run.
One, two, three, four.
I'm falling.
Wait, five.
One, two, three, four.
Five.
I see what you mean.
Otherwise, the carryover in the room will get into it.
Okay.
Once again. Here we go.
Beyond the bend. Take one.
Beyond the band. What?
I wondered if that was shake anybody up.
I'm falling in love tonight. Take one.
Speakers are on.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four.
I'm falling in love tonight. Somehow I know. The beautiful world tonight is sharing its glow. When love let me down before, I said I was through, but I'm falling in love. With you, till you walked by, I laughed and played the game. One kiss and then goodbye. And out went the flame. But somehow you've changed me, dear. This time is true. I'm falling in love.
That was so nice once they got past all the shenanigans. Well, God made it that much better. I mean, you know, it's goofing around. And did you see how they caught Elvis out? Yeah, beyond the bend. Yeah. It took him a minute. Good grief. Where was your brain, boy? Anyway, he caught it finally. Anyway, okay, guys, we've had something happen that needs to be everyone's awareness just because she was a good lady, you know? She was a good lady, and she was smart enough to get out, okay? Ivana Trump, at age 73, has had a heart attack and died. I am going to read the statement that Trump made. It was an announcement he made on social media, and I'm just going to read that. It's good for a change. Stop that, Jennifer. Behave yourself. Okay. He wrote, "I am very saddened to inform all of those that loved her, of which there are many, that Ivana Trump has passed away at her home in New York City. She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. Her pride and joy were her three children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. She was so proud of them, as we were all so proud of her. Rest in peace, Ivana. Now, a little bit of fact. Ivana and Donald Trump married in 1977. Well, there's a familiar year. And were a power couple in New York in the 1980s. They divorced in 1992, a public and messy split. But in recent years, she had been on good terms with her former husband. The Trump family also released a statement calling her an incredible woman, a force in business, a world-class athlete, a radiant beauty, and caring mother and friend. Yes, well, she was an Olympic skier. So there you go. The statement went on to say Ivana Trump was a survivor. She fled from communism and embraced this country. She was a citizen of the Czech Republic. She taught her children about grit and toughness, compassion and determination. She will be dearly missed by her mother, her three children, and 10 grandchildren. And again, Ivana Trump died at age 73 from a heart attack. And she was home. So in my book, that was a plus. Okay, she didn't die in the hospital or anything like that. Being able to be home when that happens, I think, is a plus for the family as well as for the person. I mean, you know, familiar surroundings, comfort, love. And it's just, I think it's just easier all the way around. So that's the news I had to impart to you. I know we've probably all heard it, but I wanted to actually make it official since we normally do memorials. And, of course, I don't have any songs to play, so that's all right. We're going to go on to play an Elvis song. Today is fantastic. It is mostly seldom heard Elvis songs. Not completely, but mostly seldom heard Elvis songs. And that doesn't mean we never hear them. It just means seldom heard. Okay? So the first one at this point is going to be a rehearsal.
Yay!
Oops, sorry. Land. And I love this. It's beautiful.
I don't
swing low chair. You know, I just give me a little heavier. What? That's a moving mother, ain't it?
Got a lot of weight.
Yeah, I like
A lot of weight.
I'll tell you what. Can you go into rhythm a little bit sooner, Glenn? I think you're right. You know, play with it first. Right, that's right. I live by home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. Straddle and Greyhound and roll him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. I had motor trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. When that hound broke down and left us all standing in downtown Birmingham. I run away from me and through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me, and they won't let the poor boy down. Take it on me. Sure as you're born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. working on a T-bone steak. All the Cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. I said, a swing low charity, come down east, taxi to the terminal zone. And cut your wings and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Lord, that give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling and the poor boys on the line. Working on a T-bone steak, a la carne flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would drop us at the terminal gate. Swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling and the motherfuckers on the line.
Very good.
An ending. Wasn't that great? Yes, yes. An ending. An ending. That's so good. That's so good. All right. Stop, you guys. Okay? You're done. Well, if you'll be patient, I'll just show you, okay? There you go. Now, I have a choice here. I have Going Home as given to me this morning by John, or I can play the one I already had, which I have tagged as funny. Three guesses as to which one I'm going to pick. And the first two don't count. I think y'all know which one I'm going to play. Going Home, the funny one.
Be talking in unknown tongues in a minute, man. Well, I said I got a woman. Wake up.
No.
Well, since my baby left me, I found
you. I don't know what I can do to improve it except just go home.
This proud wild land where the wind blows free has always been a part of me. It's in my blood, I just can't get it out. For 100 miles a man can see and be about as wild as he wants to be. He feels like shouting, all he's gotta do is shout. Where the purple mountains reach up high and look like they're gonna touch the sky, where the canyon walls have stood for 1,000,000 years. Where the days are hot, the nights are cold, the desert sand looks just like gold. These trails were carved with sweat and blood and tears. Where the painted desert as you go by looks like a rainbow in the sky. The cactus blooms in the early morning sun. Where the night winds sing and eagles fly, clouds paint pictures in the sky. The coyote's howl tells you when the day is done. Coming home this time I'm gonna stay. Coming home and I ain't never going. Feet are itching to get back home. I've had the desert fever since I've been gone. I need some love, it's so bad that I can't see. When a woman looks you in the eye, You know it takes a man to satisfy. Thinking about them girls is killing me. Going home, going home, going home, going home.
There we go. It's pretty much the same on both of them, actually. It's just I labeled one funny. Okay. That's all right. That's all right. And we have a lot of good, seldom heard Elvis songs. So, and I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. It doesn't work very good. It really doesn't. There we go. I still don't like it. Well, ding-a-ling. Okay. We'll just do it different. Anyway, you guys, how are y'all holding on today? We haven't had a storm yet today. It rained a little bit this morning, but that was kind of like before it really got light, so that was okay. But now it's getting sunny out. At the end of the day, we're going to have sunshine. You know, I'm really kind of bummed because I haven't been able to mow my lawn. And I picked two tomatoes today, two homegrown tomatoes. Oh, good stuff. But there is so much water that they're splitting. And that makes them a little bit messy. But they taste good. So, I don't know. And I'm just not sure where this song is that I am looking for. Well, you know what? I'm tired of looking for it. I'll find it later. Okay, let's go to the next one. I don't know, I can't find it. Anyway, hello. Yes, I'm still here. Okay, guys. Yes, homegrown, tomato sandwiches. Uh-huh, that's my favorite way to have them. Oh, yeah. That's awesome, because the homegrown tomatoes always taste better. The thing is, with these here, I'm growing them in that red Georgia dirt, and they taste different. They taste different. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm sitting there going, I'm eating this little tomato, and I'm going, do I like it or don't I? Because it's so different. I decided I liked it. I just got to get used to it because it does taste different. But it still tastes good. Still got that fresh, warm, fresh-picked tomato taste. You know, not tomatoes that have been stuffed in the fridge for a week. It's great. I still got one out there in the kitchen waiting for me. But I gotta be careful because it's split right up one side, the hole. I grabbed it in one hand to come in the house this morning. I had tomato juice running all over my hand. That sounds a little strange. Anyway, it's kind of cool. After so many years, couldn't grow them in Arizona. I couldn't grow them in town in Arizona. Because gophers like them too, okay? I decided after 2 years of feeding the gophers, I decided I wasn't going to feed them anymore. So I haven't had any homegrown vegetables for like 5 years, 4 years. So this is the first year, and my squash didn't do nothing. Because, you know, you need a male and a female squash plant. They are sexed plants. So you need one of each, and I think I got all female plants. You buy in the flat, you get what you get, but I think they were all female because they just died. They didn't. They bloomed. I had blooms on them, but nothing ever happened. So I think they were all the same, and it did not work. So I'm going to have to buy my squash. How sad. That's so sad. Anyway, let's go. This isn't the song I was looking for, but I will find it, and then we'll play it. Right now, we're going to play another version that is rare from 1973 of No More.
No more do I see the starlight caress your hair. No more feel the tender kisses we used to share. I close my eyes and clearly my heart remembers. A thousand goodbyes could never put out the embers. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of love that we knew before. Please come back to my heart. We belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again. Then let us part no more. No more do I feel the touch of your hand on mine. No more feel the love light making your dark eyes shine. Oh, how I wish I never had caused you sorrow. Don't ever say for us there is no tomorrow. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms. We belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again. Let us part no more.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, did you hear that, Ann?
Cool.
Yes. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I love it. You don't get that perfect very often. Hello there, Sue. How are you doing, honey pie?
Well, I'm doing so-so. How are you?
I think I'm pretty good. If I'm not pretty good, I don't know the difference, so I'm pretty good.
Oh, good. Oh, did y'all hear the news?
Say what, honey?
Did y'all hear
yeah,
the news
Ivana?
About Yeah.
Yeah. I already did that. I did that, honey. That's you missed it. That's what you get for being late.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just teasing you, baby girl. It's all right. Yeah, she died of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It kind of shocked me, you know. But you never hear anything about her in the news anymore.
Well, she's not married to the big man no more. I'm probably glad of it, to tell you the honest truth.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's
well,
true.
Well, she divorced him, so, you know, she's probably a lot better off. But, you know, now she doesn't have to worry about any of it. So, there you go.
Mm-mm-mm.
And she wasn't sick. She was at home, her home in New York City. She was at home, and she had a heart attack. So.
Mm.
I expressed the opinion that I thought that was better than her having been sick before and being in the hospital and dying of a heart attack in the hospital. But being home and having it happen is a lot better. Well, it's like my ex, you know, he was home. He lived by himself, and he was home and keeled over from a heart attack. And I'm just surprised it didn't happen 10 years before. But, you know, they only found him because his friend, they had a regular weekly conversation on the phone, and his friend tried to call him 2 days in a row, and there was no answer. So he had the cops go and check, and they found him in the middle of the floor. So, you know, and it's kind of like, oh, finally? Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry. That was kind of a mean, you know, that was a mean reaction, but that's how I felt. It was like, oh, well, fine. That's how your brother felt, too. It's no big deal. Huh?
You really didn't care. You really didn't care. That's a shame, Jenny.
Exactly. I didn't care. Honey, we got divorced in 2002. I hung around for 10 freaking years trying to make it better, and I realized I was the only one trying to fix it. So that was it. I left. And, you know, it's just after that 10 years and everything that happened, and we didn't speak a word once I left. So there wasn't anything there. It was like, we had never known each other. So it was really no big deal when he died. It was like somebody I don't even know that died, you know? Mm. And his brother had kept in touch with him for years and seen, you know, gone over, and they'd spent time together periodically, et cetera, et cetera, yada, yada. And he didn't have much of a reaction emotionally either. He came over and had to take care of the house and the car and everything. And it was like, okay, fine, whatever. Well, it is kind of sad, but it had been that way between them for all of their lives. And knowing my ex, I knew why. So, but we're not going to talk about that. It's all over, done with. We can't change any of it anyway. So that's all right. That's all right. But the news I'm waiting for that I really don't want to get is my brother. You know, because he's not getting any better. He's not getting any better. But he's still walking around, so I guess that's something. He's on oxygen 100% of the time, has to take breathing treatments about every hour, hour and a half. But he's still in good spirits. He calls me every once in a while. He's on Facebook now so that he can keep in touch with the world and all friends and family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
He's pretty good for the shape he's in.
Well, that's good. That's good.
He's got a good attitude. He has become a Christian. He reads his Bible all the time. And, you know, I can't ask for anything better. He's doing it right. He's doing it right. So I don't really feel sorry because it's been a long time coming. We've had a long time to get used to it. And, He just feels so positive about the whole thing that I can't feel bad for him because he doesn't feel bad for him. So it's good. And I can't feel bad for my ex either. It happened to him just all of a sudden, big shock, boom, he was done. So, okay, he didn't suffer. Fine. That's all right then. That's just how it was supposed to be. So no big deal.
Yeah.
We're okay. I'm going to feel it when my mama goes. That's going to be tough. Or my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be real tough. That's going to be tough. I'm going to need to go to the camp for a couple of weeks when that happens. Oh, my goodness sakes. And I'm going to have to drive because I'll have to take Apache.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's all right. It'll help me get the little bugsy-wugsies out of my system from not driving and going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's really strange because I used to go all the time and now I don't go. But that's all right. That's all right. I chose this life and I like it. So I'm good. I'm good. Until it changes for something else, I'm good. Okay? Hey, exactly. You know, what good would it do if you're living a life that you wanted and you've gotten yourself into, what good would it do to be sorry for it and not like it? It wouldn't do you any good at all. You can't do anything about it.
No.
So, that's all right. So, So I feel very, very fortunate that I kind of knew what I wanted because I've been in this kind of situation before. So I knew what I was going for, and I was lucky enough to find it. So I'm happy. I'm happy where I am. Now, I am open for change because things always change, right? It's like the pastor across the street, we went over one of the books in the Bible, Philemon. And the thing is, what it told me is that God may put you somewhere for some reason, but that doesn't mean you're going to be there for the rest of your life. Hmm. He could come up and he could come up in a couple of months, he could come up in a couple of years, come up in 5 years and say, okay, you're done here, now you got to go over here and do this. So I'm just going to be happy where I am for as long as I'm here, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Right.
There we are.
I can do.
That's today's, today's sermon.
Okay, that's it. All right.
And, I'm not going to apologize for it either because, you know, I kind of needed to say it. So there we go. All right, let's go on to, I found that song I was looking for, guys. I did. When I was looking for it before, it started with the word it's. No, that's not how I answered it. I left that whole word off and just started with the letter A. So here it is from March 29th of 1972, A Matter of Time.
It's a matter of time. And I've lived a life that I thought it should be, but it's a long, long way from now to maybe sometime. And the waiting around is really killing me. It's a matter of time. Take a train right early in the morning just to see how far I'll get away from here. But the trains don't run too often over some time, so I guess I'd better wait another day. It's a matter of time.
Had to wait for that last note to fade out, you know. There we go.
The last note. Okay.
Yeah. You got it. Well, and especially on an Elvis song, because that last note sometimes has some of the best harmony in it, because there's nothing else around it and you can hear it.
True.
I discovered that. Anyway, yeah. I'm having a good time, guys. I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time. I want to mow my lawn. You know, we have had a rainstorm with thunder and lightning every day but one for the last 2 weeks. I'm growing a jungle. I thought it was a lawn, but fooled me. It's a jungle. And I'm afraid of what I'm going to find out there.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Lordy. But you know what? The more goes in front of me, and I push it in front of me, so I'm not going to walk into anything until I see it flying out from under the mower. By then, just avoid it while it's thrashing around, and I'll be all right. But I have been here, well, and I just had it affirmed. I forget who I was talking to now. It had to be somebody in the neighborhood. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they says, yeah, we got water moccasins here. They're definitely here all around the lake. And I said, well, I hear people say there aren't any right here. I hear people say there are some here. He goes, honey, I've seen them all around this lake. They are definitely here. Just watch out for them because they're here. So, okay, I take that on good authority because that person has lived here for years. And the whole thing is, I think most of the time when you find those, they're going to be snuggled in against the base of trees and stuff. That's just what they do. They snuggle in against the base of trees. And if you're watching for them, you're not going to run into them. Just don't be leaning against any trees or sitting on the ground without looking.
Mm-hmm.
Which, hey, I should be used to that because that's what you had to do when you were walking out in the desert in Arizona, too. You never, ever do anything without looking first because there could be scorpions, Gila monsters, or any one of about 13 different species of rattlesnakes. So you kind of got to watch out for stuff, you know? So I'm used to it. I've gotten to where I'm not so afraid of them anymore. I used to be afraid to be walking around in the woods out here, I'm getting over that. You take your walking stick and you poke around in little crevices and all that, and they're going to jump out if they're there, and you're not going to be running into them if you watch it. So I actually went and checked my water meter the other day, and you have to go, you know, over the ditch and up through the grass. Hey, I have my walking stick, and I checked my water meter. I was pretty proud of myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Good for you.
It'll pass. It'll pass. It's a foreign feeling. It'll pass. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go on to the next seldom heard Elvis song. And this, we do hear this once in a while, but not very often. Okay? This is from January 14th of 1969, and it's A Little Bit of Green.
Now that the truth is hard to face, I can't forget you once were mine. Now someone else is in my place. Whenever we meet, my heart beats out of time. Just a little bit of green clouds my eyes to what I see. Just a little bit of green when I see you with someone new, and knowing that
don't try to tie me down. Those are the words you often say. I can't help seeing you around. You smile with surprise. I turn my eyes away.
Yeah, I like that song. Reminds me, don't
beautiful.
Be jealous, because jealous, it is, I like it. I do like the song, but it does remind you, don't be jealous, because it doesn't get you nothing. Do nothing
yeah.
It hurts you, it hurts the person you're jealous about, and just causes some arguments and strife. Don't be jealous. It's not good.
No, no reason for that.
But on the other side of the coin, don't do anything to make the other person jealous. Problem solved. You know,
that's
I mean,
true.
Come on. Think about it. It's a two-sided coin, two-way street, sidewalk on both sides of the road, however you want to put it. You know, it's just, yes, don't be jealous, but don't make the other person jealous. Don't do stuff that's going to make them jealous. If you love somebody, you know what's going to make them jealous. Don't do it. Hello?
No. That's true.
Oh, no. That's like, it's like knowing if you go and hug somebody, it's going to make this person green. And so you
yeah.
go hug them. Well, just hurt yourself lucky if you don't get your block knocked off. Because, hey, that person could have picked up a 2x4 in the meantime, honey, and you're going to miss something. So, just don't do it. Don't do it. All right. I'm going to play Gwen's request. All right?
Okay.
And it kind of surprised me because do you all know Anthony Perkins, or about Anthony Perkins, rather? An actor,
yeah.
And he's usually an actor that plays a character that's a little bit mentally weird.
No.
That's how I see Anthony Perkins. I always see him playing characters that are a little bit off-center, or a lot off-center
right.
sometimes. Did you know that he can sing?
Really?
Talk about
now
a surprise.
That's awesome.
Well, yes. Gwen sent this song in, and it's like, oh, okay. And it's an Elvis song, Moonlight Swim.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yes, Psycho. Uh-huh, that was the movie I was thinking about. I couldn't remember the name. Nothing new. But this is the song Moonlight Swim, and Anthony Perkins does a really credible job. He does. So here you go.
Let's go on a moonlight swim
Monticelli's reach will be on a moonlight swim. Let's go on a moonlight swim. To the raft we can race, and for just a little while I'll sit and pretend that you're on a desert isle with me on a moonlight swim. So sweet, I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from head to feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love, and above there's a crazy gold balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come on in on a moonlight. So very warm from head to feet. Let's go on a moonlight swim. We're in love, and above there's a crazy gold balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come on in.
Come on.
On a moonlight swim.
Da-da-da. He did good. And it's one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song. It always makes me think of Tahiti. You know, I could think of Hawaii, but I've never been to Hawaii. I've been to Tahiti. So it makes me think of Tahiti. Going on a moonlight swim when the moon's all out and that turquoise water is just shimmering. And the sharks are used to people, and they get fed every single day, so you don't have to worry about them. You don't walk around in the water too far from shore because there's too much coral. But you've got outriggers. You can stay close to shore, or you can sit on the edge of your balcony and dangle your feet in the water. That works too. I love it. Mm-hmm. I really love Tahiti. I miss it. I was there for 12 days, and I love it. I wanted to move there, but that really wasn't too feasible, so didn't do that. They all want you to, though. If you want to move there, he says, come on, we'll help you find a house. Go ahead. You know, And who's going to pay to get all my furniture? And I said, oh, never mind that. Sell that. You can buy new stuff here. Well, okay. my books don't get left behind. I'm sorry, my books don't get left behind. So that's just how it is. Now, I am going to play Anne's contribution to today's show. Yep. It's called Forget Him.
Forget him if he doesn't love you. Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he loves you, 'cause he can't give you love that isn't there. Why don't you forget him if he doesn't need you? Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he missed you, 'cause he can't give you love that isn't there. Forget him if he doesn't want you. He'll break your heart, you just wait and see. So don't you cry now, can you tell him goodbye now? Forget him and come back to me. Forget him if he doesn't love you. Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he loves you, 'cause he can't give you love that isn't there. Forget him if he doesn't love you. He'll break your heart, you just wait and see. So don't you cry now, can you tell him goodbye now? Forget him and come back to me. And come back to me. And come back to me.
All right. Good job, honey. Good job. You
yeah,
are getting
job.
Better. They're right. You are getting better. See, I make you do the work, and you do improve. It does help. You are getting a lot better. I enjoyed that. That was really, really nice. Really nice. You did a fantastic job. That's, hello, honey. How are you doing today?
I am so frustrated. It's unreal. You can't buy a storm door nowhere. The last two storms that we had come through, our front door has an awning on it, but that didn't stop the rain. It came through the storm door where the screen in the glass is. The window was blowing so hard, it blew rain in on the front porch. And our front porch is hardwood flooring. It's the original flooring that Clyde's daddy installed many years ago.
Oh, well, you need a new one, honey.
Yeah, I've been for the last 3.5 hours trying to take one down. And finally got one. But I was online this morning at 3 o'clock my time. And this real sweet lady kind of scolded me and told me to go back to bed, that I needed rest. If I didn't sleep at all, I still needed rest.
Yeah, well,
but
she was right, honey. She was right.
In my defense, I was being serenaded by Shauna singing a hillbilly song, which she did really good. Clyde got up, and he decided to put a crock pot of pinto beans on. So that meant we was up another hour. And then we had pinto beans and cornbread for lunch today, and homegrown tomatoes that he picked out of the garden today.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
The storm didn't tear up yesterday, but the garden looks like a lake. Driveway had turned into a river, so we didn't know what was going to happen. we got up, finally got up this morning, but I caught the tomato sandwiches with mayonnaise, fried loaves in. I just like
yes.
the bread in the tomatoes or straight tomatoes themselves. He raises yellow tomatoes because there's no acid in most. And I can eat them, and they don't tear up my stomach. Some little critter has been out there chewing on the ones that's kind of, oh, maybe 8-10 inches off the ground.
Yep.
And he had to throw a bunch of them away. They messed
yep.
what critter that is. It messed them up big time.
Take your pick of critters, honey. Take your pick of critters. There's about 4 or 5 of them that'll eat those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, oh, my gosh, you know. I gave up until I got here. I haven't had any critters bothering. But, see, what I do is I put bags of used cat litter around my plants, plastic bags. And I don't close the plastic bags. Leave them open. But that keeps the clay from getting into the ground. And the smell yeah. keeps all the critters away. I haven't had any problems at all.
Yeah, that's certainly to me.
If you don't have a cat, that's a little bit difficult.
Yeah, I don't have a cat. I have 2 small dogs, Chihuahua and the weenie dog, I call it.
I don't know if your dogs don't use cat litter, so that won't help you, honey.
Oh, no. If they can tell where a cat's been and they make a V-line for that cat left over, it's kind of says. Or he calls So we have to really watch them when they go outside. We used to take...
Make sure they don't start chasing.
Honey does not stand, can't stand cats. She will chase one down until she's out of breath. And she likes chasing buzzards in the air. They scoop down just enough where she thinks she can reach them, but she can't. And she'll go after them darn birds. They're using my swimming pool as a water fountain. They're drinking out of it. And if she's outside,
chlorine.
And Kai keeps throwing the chlorine in there, yeah, keep the water nice and clean. But
that's okay too, because they put chlorine in our drinking water. So I put it in a pitcher and sit it in the fridge for 24 hours before I drink it, and that way the chlorine dissipates.
We have well water, so, you know.
Oh. I'll come live with you. I want well water.
That's all I've lived on, and when we go to town to eat, you know, you get city water.
Hi, Mary.
That stuff tastes nice.
I've got community water right now, and they have to treat it because when you get over a certain number of people and you have your water tested, most of the time you end up having to put chlorine in it. So that's what's happening here. But I put it in a pitcher and put the pitcher in the refrigerator for 24 hours, and the chlorine dissipates. And so all you're left with is your water.
When we go somewhere, I take a... it's like a thermos cup with a handle on it, and it's full of water. Because I don't drink iced tea or sodas, so I take my own water with me, and I can put it behind me in my wheelchair, and they can't see me take it in because they don't allow you to bring other food into certain establishments
that's
to eat.
Yep.
Well. Oh, I see
that's right.
My water either. I didn't miss you at the beginning. I was listening, but I was also arguing with this guy at the store that said he had 1 storm door left. And I tried to go ahead and make the order. And he says, no, you got to come in. And I just, it'll be an hour or so. And he's backwards and forwards. And he finally let me put the order in on mine to save the door. Because he only had one.
Okay, but, good.
Several storms before this one, it did the same thing. And I put some tape there at the seams between the screen and the glass to try to keep rainwater out, and that didn't work. One that came through yesterday, unannounced, as usual. I mean, it had storm over just a red one.
Hopefully when you get a new door, now you got a new door, you get that door up and you won't have that problem anymore. That's good.
We've had enough rain, so if anybody wants it, we'll send it their way.
Don't send it here, honey. Don't send it here. We're filling up the lake here. We don't need any more. Thank you very much.
send it to
Arizona. Arizona is green.
Back tomorrow, it's 60%. And rain every day until next Tuesday at either 50% or above. And I'm sitting here looking at clients. And now, when am I supposed to get in the pool? First thing in the morning when it's too cool to get out there? Or do
honey,
I go like...
Water. It's water. The pool is water. Rain is water. Just get in the pool. There you go. You can't get any wetter.
I was out there one day last week, and I had my stereo cranked up, and Elvis was just singing his heart out, but I thought I heard drums that wasn't supposed to be in the song, and so I turned the volume down, and it happened to be thunder. So I started gathering everything up. And I have one of those walkers that has a seat on it. If you get tired, you can turn around and sit there.
Right.
I shoved everything under that seat, and I hauled my hind end into the house. Just got in the back door and might have been stuck out there in the woods.
Ooh.
And you talk about cold and chills running across me.
Did you hear it crack?
Yeah.
It was close. It was close. If you heard it crack, it was close.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be out in that. So, well, hey, honey, we got to get back to some more music. If you don't want to be out in the rain, don't go. If it's going to thunder and lightning, don't go.
I can't do that. But I wanted
there
to
you
let
go.
You know I can't listen to your show. If I'm not talking, I'm still listening. So,
thank you for letting me know. That's pretty nice. I think that's special. So, thank you. That's good. That's good. You just take care of yourself, then, okay? And stay safe. Stay safe.
You too. And we'll wish the rain to go to somebody that needs it. But we sure don't need it.
Well, we can't control it, though. That's the whole thing. We get what we get, and there's no way to control it, so we just do what best we can. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll let you get back to
the Thank you, sweetheart. Stay away from the lightning, especially when you're wet. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, honey. You get that door on, and you'll be a lot better. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's do some more Elvis Seldom Heard music. This is one that you really don't hear very often. John gave me all of these Seldom Heard songs, John sent, okay? this is called Take Two of This Is the Story.
Thank you.
play the song that was our own. Your photographs by my side. I know I can't forget you, so I don't even try. The note you left is in my hand. I read again what you say. You're sorry, but you love him, and you've both gone away. This is the story of a man. Favorite chair, I get a book from the shelf, but the words I am reading could apply to myself. This is the story of a man.
I like that progression, where they go the upscale progression. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is.
They do it enough, though. They do it more than enough. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, yes. Okay. Oh, so many songs. Not enough time. You ever had that feeling? Yeah, it hurts. It hurts. Oh, mama, help me. Okay, here is take one, old time's sake.
Just for old time's sake, won't you give my heart a break? Let's get together again. Let's relive the time I was yours and you were mine. Life was so wonderful. I know, now I know, the day I let you go, I made my greatest mistake. If you loved me then, you could love me once again. Won't you try, just for old time's sake? I know, now I know,
the day I'd let you go. I made my greatest mistake. If you loved me then, you could love me once again. Won't you try just for old times' sake?
I love it when he goes up and hits that nice, light tenor note. That's kind of cool. You never think of Elvis doing that, but boy, he could. He could.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here, and the dog's laying down at my feet, and he is the craziest thing, I tell you. He will not let me touch his feet. I cannot touch his nails. If I can grab his foot and he sees a nail trimmer in the other hand, oh, he is out of there like bees were after him. He's gone. But, you know, I can take him to the vet, and he'll just sit there and let him do it.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know. It's like, no, I've never had a chance. He won't let me near him with the clippers. I never had a chance to hurt him. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with him. But he'll let the vet do it. So, okay, I'll pay the $15 and let the vet do it, I guess. He's funny. He's a funny. Now, see, my Shelties didn't care. I could do anything to those dogs, and it didn't make any difference to them. As long as I was doing it, it was fine. I trimmed them. I washed them. I groomed them. I clipped their nails. They didn't care. It was all okay with them. Him, I can brush him. And I can take the hose and get him wet. That's as far as it goes. That is the sum total of what he will let me do. Well, I have put shampoo on him and washed him before, and he kind of stands there as long as I hold on to his collar. But not the feet. Not the feet. No. He has actually let me know with a rah, 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 that doing his feet are not, no, that's not acceptable. Can't do that. So I was sitting here trying to touch his, he was laying under the desk with his front feet and stuff out by my chair. So I was sitting, leaning over, trying, tickling his toenails. He pulled them back, so I tickled him again. He's back under the desk now.
Oh, wow.
he's so funny. I get a kick out of him. He's funny. But, you know, I'm glad he's with me, because I was basically, from what I understand, probably his only chance of having a home. So I'm glad. With all his funny little quirky things, I'm glad he's here. That's good. Okay. Another Elvis song, because this is Elvis Song Day, right? One series. Yes, there was such a thing. Take one series. This is Mr. Songman.
Wait, hold
this
minute.
Play electric piano, please. Silent. Damn. Where you going, Dave? You jiving on me.
Are you hearing yourself in that earphone too?
Obviously not. You turned down about a half a notch if you did.
Take away the night. Okay. Go, count it off.
another dime for you, Mr. Songman. Sing the loneliness, a broken dreams away, if you can. Yes, it's only me and you, Mr. Songman. Take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Songman. In your ivory-covered palace, safe behind your walls of glass, you keep staring back at me like a memory from the past. Won't you sing me away to a summer night? Let me hold her in my arms again. I know memory is not reliving, but at least it's not the end. So here's another dime for you, Mr. Songman. Sing the loneliness, a broken dream away, if you can. Yes, it's only me and you, Mr. Songman. Won't you take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Songman. Won't you sing me away to a summer night? Let me hold her in my arms again. Take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Songman.
I like that one. You know, I think this is the third time I've heard that, and every time I've heard it, I've played it. So I don't know why. It's a good song, but all right, that's okay. I know where to find it, so I can play it anytime I want to. So we're all right. Here's one. You guys are going to love this. From 1955. Right? Tweedledee. A 2-minute version of Tweedledee. Uh-huh. From the Gladewater High School gym in Gladewater, Texas, April 30th, 1955.
Well, so he got here a little late, but he's all tuned up and ready to go, I reckon. Young fella from up Tennessee way, Memphis, Tennessee, to be precise, by the name of Elvis Presley, who's a Elvis, have you got a 2-minute version of Tweedledee?
Yes, I guess so.
Let her flicker then.
Tweedledee, Tweedledee, Tweedledee. I'm as happy as can be. A Jiminy Cricket, a Jiminy Jack. To it from the heart goes to lickety-clack. Tweedledee, Tweedledee, Tweedledee. Tweedledee-dawg, Tweedledee-dawg. Give it up, give it up, give your love to me. Tweedledee-dawg, Tweedledee-dawg. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me all the love you got. Oh, 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 Tweedledee, Tweedledee, Tweedledee. That money can't buy. Tweedledee, 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 Tweedledee.
Honey, do I'm gonna keep my eyes on you. Tweedledee, Tweedledee.
play Tweedledee. Oh, Tweedledee, Tweedledee.
Well, we sure hope you've enjoyed our transcribed show tonight, the Louisiana Hayride, which came to you from Gladewater, Texas. We'll be back at our regular stand from now on, so you be sure to tune us in the next time we're on Saturday Night Country Style.
There you go. Gladewater, Texas. At the Gladewater High School gym. Yep. In 1955, April
30th. Gosh.
Oh, Lordy. Well, you know what? Back then, you had to do whatever you had to do to get your songs heard so that you could get more jobs and break into the field, right?
Right.
Back then, they did the rounds. They went radio station to radio station and handed records to the radio station program.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, Jenny.
Yes, they did.
$74.
They did. They even tried when I was first working as a receptionist at KGA in Spokane, we had some people bring records in, hoping to get Dennis to play them. He was the music director. And the upshot of that job was really cool because it was the number one radio station in the Pacific Northwest, and they reached clear to California at night. And we had some good names come in. So I got to meet some people. It was really awesome. It was really awesome. The dude with the hair. He was blonde, but he had the kinky afro. Frizzell. It was fun. I got to meet quite a few people. I got to go to concerts free. And it was pretty... The whole thing is that Elvis had come to Spokane a lot earlier than that, like 10 years earlier than that. So I missed getting to go to that concert. But, I got to see Kenny Rogers. Whatever. I took my sister to see King Rogers. My husband didn't want to go, so I took my sister. It was fun. He put on a good concert. It was fun. Went down to the university in Pullman.
Did you have
Washington
a good seat?
State University. Oh, yes. It was a circular stage right in the center. And we were maybe halfway up on one side, but he moved all the way around the circle. He never stayed in one place. He never had his back to people. He kept his back to the center of the stage because it was like a donut, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he walked all around the stage so everybody got to see him. And when he talked, he was still walking around the stage so everybody got to hear him very well. And he put on a very good show. Nobody felt cheated. And I thought that was very, very nice of him. And they provided him with that donut stage to be able to do that. So that was really nice. That was really nice. And I enjoyed it. He put on a good concert. That was before he started with the facelifts and all that stuff. So,
yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah. He didn't look funky yet. Oh, Kenny, what'd you do to yourself? Anyway, here is, and we have heard about this duet. This is Elvis and Billy Fury doing Because of Love.
Because of love, I'm 100 feet tall. I can bounce this world like a little ball. Will heaven and earth are now all mine. I jump to the moon from cloud number 9. Because,
because of love, because of love, I'm a mighty big man. I hold the sun in the palm of my hand. With just one leap, I can cross the seas. I jump over mountains and fly over trees. Because of love. We'll lie for love, I for love, and all that I can say. Cherry cream pie. Will heaven and earth are now mine. I jump through the moon from cloud to cloud. Because of love.
Cool, huh? That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. On the set of G.I. Blues, that's when that duet was recorded. It was on the set of G.I. Blues. Kind of cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're here. I'm here. Let's sing a duet. It'll be good.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. All righty then. Hey, we got another duet. Now, this one wasn't put together, I think it said 2015. They put this one together. It's Cher and Elvis.
This mix is remixed by Roy Steenan.
Thank you very much.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? We had another ending. Dun, dun, dun. Ah, yes. Okay, yes. Oh, it's so satisfying. It really is. There's only a couple of things more satisfying than an ending like that. One of them is ice cream.
Yeah.
The other one I'll let you guys figure out. And I'm sure you can. So anyway, here's one that I only just recently heard. And when John sent this to me today, he says, here's one you've never played. Yeah, that's true, because I only just recently heard it. So, all right. This is what they've mashed together, Crawfish from King Creole and Fever from a stage show. It's really kind of cool. So here you go. It's called Craw Fever.
Thank you.
Not hard to figure out.
Thank you very much. What? Thank you.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You bring a fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Give us fever when we kiss, fever with thy flame, fever I'm on fire, fever yeah, burn me soon.
Thank you.
a cool job with that. I thought that was awesome. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You like both of them singly, and you put them together, and it's wow. They did a good job.
Right.
They really did. Sometimes they put stuff together, and it sounds mashed. But that really melded well. That one was good. Okay. Take a deep breath. I got to get more oxygen. So, okay. Here we go. This is the only
photo. Sorry.
Yeah, this is the only time that this song was done live at the International Hotel in Las Vegas on August 20th of 1970. And it's Elvis doing the song Sweet Inspiration.
The old lady's over my shoulder, man. Oh, nothing personal. They really live up to their name, ladies and gentlemen, the Sweet Inspiration. I need you here on my girl back every hour of the day.
I think is what it was. Real short and sweet. Inspiration. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Jenny. Good grief. You need to stick that brain in the fridge for a while, man. Cool it all. Melting. Like a meltdown. Yeah. Nah, I don't want to go there. We're not going to do that. Okay, here is another one that is, let's see, July 3rd, 1973 in Atlanta, Georgia. Version 3 of You Gave Me a Mountain with spoken verses. Here you go. Thank you. Yay! Something you always hear sung, and then he changes it up and actually speaks the verses and sings the chorus. Hey, you know what? I think that's fantastic. I really do.
Oh, it is.
That's good. Give us something different to like. Yeah. You don't have to like the same thing all the time. You can like something different. Oh, thank you for the difference, E. There you go. Okay. I've got Final Time Live, June 24th, 1977. One night.
One night with you. Here's what I'm now praying for. A thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just hold on, God.
Hold it a minute. Excuse me just a second, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've got to change microphones. There's something bugging me about this microphone. From heaven to hell, and you know, real quick.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. A thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name. My love's too strong to hide. Always lives, very quiet life. I never did no wrong. Now I know, and life without you has been too lonely, too lonely. One night with you. Would make my dreams come true.
Okay, thank you.
Damn microphones. Just, my gosh. Give him so much trouble.
Poor baby.
Yeah, never mind the mic checks before the concert, you know, somehow it just didn't make any difference. Did they do the mic checks before? We're not going to ask that question. Okay, we don't need to care. We're all right. Okay, honey, I got a surprise for you. I got a surprise for you. I did this just yesterday on the spur of the moment, and I thought, hey, here you go. Take My Breath Away.
Watching every motion in my foolish lover's gaze. On this endless ocean, finally lovers know no. Turning and returning.
Mic back on.
Very good.
I almost
very
forgot
good.
To turn my mic back on. But hey, you know, that was so much fun to do. I loved doing that song. Of course, I love that song anyway. You know.
Oh yeah, great song.
Yeah. And that's the song they played during the love scene. So
yeah,
that
good
didn't
movie.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Right. I must have seen that thing a half a dozen times or better. Oh, yeah, I want my heart practically. I haven't got to the point of being able to quote the lines, though, so that's a good thing. But I thank you, everyone, for the good comments. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm glad you liked it. I really am glad. You want people to get something out of the things that you do like that. You want them to find enjoyment or peace or rile them up. You know, you want a reaction. And guys, you gave me the reaction I was looking for. And I thank you so very, very much. I am so glad that y'all enjoyed it. And it's your own fault. You've encouraged me to do another one. you're just gonna have to live with it. That's all there is to that one. So time, yes, okay, I can do this one. No, man, not men, man. My computer doesn't like me sometimes. Okay, let's see. Yes. All right. We got this one. This is a short little ditty. 1 minute and 14 seconds short, actually. And it's called The Prisoner's Song or Man in the Moon. Okay? And it was kind of a last-minute thought.
And the ball of a big hairy coon. I'd fly to the top of a mountain. Yes, I would. And corn hold a man in the moon.
It was funny. I liked it. It was funny.
I mean, yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
You
know, oh, any song that he lets fly a couple of swear words in when he messes up or somebody else mucks up or whatever, I think it's hilarious myself because it just shows that he's a person. He's a regular person. He doesn't belong
very
up on
true.
That pedestal. Yeah, he doesn't sit on the throne. It's all right, unless he's goofing around. But, you know, he's a person. So I enjoy when he does that. And I don't know, maybe I shouldn't, but I do. So that's how it is. Okay, guys. I got 3.5 minutes. So I want to say thank you so very, very much for joining me today. I had a fantastic time playing these songs and hearing them again because I heard them earlier today, but I like them. So I could listen to them two more times. It wouldn't bother me a bit. I hope you guys like them. I hope you had a good time listening to them and that it lifted your spirits and helped your heart be happy so you can go on and head for the weekend. And we've got the gospel show coming up on Sunday. You don't want to miss that because that lifts your heart up to start you off on the new week. So I might talk, I might not. If I don't, you're lucky. So there you go. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you, Sue, for coming in and joining me again. I do appreciate you, girl. I love having you with me. I think that's cool. I like it.
You're very welcome. That's very sweet of you.
Well, I mean it. I'm not trying to be sweet. I mean it. I like that. So we're on to the next show. It's a gospel show. Come and enjoy it. So I'm going to say at this point, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Blessings until I see you next time. Stay well, stay happy, and stay safe. Bye, everybody.
Good night, Jenny.
Good night, honey. Talk to you later.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving. So we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone.
Darling, remember, it's our
shallow now. I'll never let you go now. You're here in my arms. And when I hear you whisper your